This newsletter was published on January 5th. The prompt is read by me, Nikita David, and the reply was written by Madison Griffiths and is read by Sahani Gunatilika. Dilemma. She has a new best friend. Dear Shameless, can I first say I read 4am and absolutely loved it. It was what actually inspired me to write in one of my own dilemmas. So, a couple of years ago, I started living with a girl, let's call her Natalie, who had just moved to my area. We hit it off instantly and became close friends. We'd spend entire days together. Even the little things like staying in and cooking dinner together felt fun when we were in each other's company. We also introduced each other to our respective social circles and felt incredibly connected when we'd find new friends through each other. It was good. Great, really. Fast forward to now. Natalie's recently made a friend named Sam. They've grown noticeably close in a very short period of time. They're spending so much time together. Don't get me wrong, I'm so happy for Natalie. It's not like we have one of those weird exclusive friendship dynamics, but I am starting to develop these feelings of jealousy towards Sam that I need to work through. It's not a new thing for Natalie to have friends, but I think a big difference here is, unlike her other friends, I just can't seem to really connect with Sam. Or at least, I feel like Sam doesn't want to connect with me. It's also like Natalie is becoming a slightly different person, in a way where I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm starting to feel like I'm being replaced. Things Natalie and I used to do together are now a Sam and Natalie thing. When I do manage to get an invite, it doesn't feel genuine or like I'm an afterthought. I know this is irrational because, as Michelle wrote in 4am, love is not finite, but I can't help but feel like my slice of the pie has gotten a lot smaller. I really make an effort to invest quality time in all of the people I care about, and I think this just isn't being reciprocated by Natalie anymore. I'm single, so I feel like I just have so much love to give and not enough places to direct it other than my female friends. Am I mad at her? Or am I feeling insecure that their friendship is outgrowing mine? Or is it just plain old jealousy? Please help me decipher this jumbled puzzle of feelings. Do I say something to Natalie, or is this just something I need to be working on myself?
Dear reader, I want to be sensitive with you. It is plainly obvious that the love you have for your friend is deep and unwavering. I can feel it nestled between each sentence in your submission, but from the outside looking in, I can also feel your insecurities doing their very best to seep through the punctuation as well. I worry that these anxieties may have the power to jeopardize an important friendship. When you say the relationship you have with your friend isn't one of those weird exclusive friendship dynamics that you've seen happen with women, I think it's worth interrogating what you mean by this. I ask this kindly, not because I'm insinuating that you're in one of these situations, but because, for starters, I don't know if this dynamic exists in the way you might think it does. I think this stereotype is just a way to reinforce internalized shame amongst women, who more often than not play a larger, more substantial role in their friends' life than even their significant partners. I bring this up because you haven't mentioned anything necessarily problematic, unlikable, or even just plain wrong about the new addition to your friend's life. The only thing your best mate's new friend seems to threaten is the exclusivity you and her have managed to carve out for one another. It seems what scares you is the fact that Sam seems to have no interest in nurturing that dynamic, the one between you and Natalie. But is it really her role to do that? If you'd like to establish a friendship with Sam as well, I say go right ahead. But from where I stand, it isn't up to her to work on fostering a relationship she isn't even a part of. At the end of the day, your expectations for an intimate friendship aren't being met. I think it's important for you and Natalie to sit down and chat about this, as resentment has a way of ballooning quietly around you if you aren't feeling heard, especially in a domestic setting like a share house. There's nothing worse than being able to cut tension with a knife when you're waiting in line to go to the bathroom or use the kettle. But be prepared to consider a reality that may be hard to stomach. Perhaps, reader, your fear of being replaced may be just as great a threat to your friendship as your friend's new connection. If it's worth anything, I don't believe your friend is looking for a replacement. Your friendship with Natalie isn't the kind that can be replaced. I believe instead that your confidence could do with a little bit of TLC. Until you start really truly believing that you can't be replaced, you won't go searching for cracks to prove it.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.